Welcome to Kaput Radio's News Flash. I'm Martin, with the news you may expect. I was quite perplexed over the recent so-called news reports. So, as to perplex you as well, I have recast some of the issues. Presidential candidate Governor Mitt Romney.
Who cares about the poor and the middle class? I can't.
Had a bad hair week. And I'm suspecting the reason being some ill winds blowing out of the crazy box of the Republican Party while trying to hold on to the 53% of American hair he likes. Yet the winds are also blowing from other directions, especially the Foreign Affairs clan is horrified at his hairstyle on the Middle East, Asia, and Europe. They obviously are the 40% of the world's hair the governor can do without. We are anxiously awaiting more hairy events to arise from that side of America.
To see the government of the United States default on its obligations in order to score a political point.
Want to straighten curly hair, curl straight hair, or add salon style.
Staying with the hair, Australian Opposition Party politician Corey Bernardi raised eyebrow hair when confusing gay marriage with bestiality, if gay marriage was legalised in the Parliament. In plain English, his fantasy is a sexual and marriage union with a sheep or other furry animal.
Senator Bernardi caused outrage by linking gay marriage with bestiality, sex between humans and animals.
You know, it's okay to have consensual sexual relations between humans and animals.
A talented politician. Happy land, round countless fires
and strange attire, you see many solemn. It had a terrible afterplay when David Cameron refused to meet the fur lover from Australia in London Zoo. So Corey stayed home sulking. Opposition leader Tony Abbott was angry on camera. Yes, he was, but not before trying to assure everyone that he was not a sidekick of the Conservatives in this country. Then the media rapidly turned away to a sporting event. When Mr. Abbott helped an old lady cross the street with his Abbott video unit covering him and the lady and some other people, and later guiding a blind para-athlete runner along a three-mile run, really raised the hairy chests of many of his female voter base. It was also quite ridiculous to expect the bishop conducting Tony's confession, penance and absolution for another of many fresh starts with sparkly, clean, fresh hair didn't convince any potential swing voter that all his misshaped life never happened. Incredible. Some people film this circus for news.
Another token nerd doing spoken word. Every bloke I've heard was speaking gospel truth, joke inferred. I hope all the folk you stirred up with your sayings learn to pray, cause I'm a praying spider on the web. I'll blow some curds away, so if you check Kurdish on your census form, then get nervous. I jab puns at Punjabs when calling up a text service. Wreck conservative texts, obfuscate the observance of servants worshipping God's words with sex perverts. You are rhetorical stories of historical oracles or allegorical, fictional, rhetorical. Chronicles of miracles, wait, was that metaphorical? Sorry, but honestly, you went for retard, that's more monical. I speak this speech for each not-for-profit organization who sees the demon concealed in every denomination. Religion is a pure abomination, a Bahamanation or Obaman state soon become an abomination. From Kamadama to Amish farmers and shamanists, the Dalai Lama's army to Mormon garments and communists. Psalms of harmony, mommy and bomb and spikes stuck in palms. Some amens and salams to help calm you like Lucky Charms. Imama, Ramadan, your mama, Anakil, Fisharia, the Mani Shadas, Islam's Muhammad comes with euphoria. What an China, 7-year-old girl and better at 9 doesn't worry over henry victims. It's a sick sad world. This isn't Daria. Indoctrination of Dr. Shun and inoculation, hypocrisy of Iraqi democracy occupation. Occam's razor proclamation, stop genital mutilations. True damnation is castration of innocent neutered patients. Robbing women are ignited in Iran for heinous crime. 5-year-old Muslims are starting the Quran is brainwash time. Any seek can seek the truth. Brainless Jainists and Buddhists embrace anguish and pain and live in vain as a nudist. Yogi Bear, you all impose and preach your pulpit prose to teach the Holy Ghost or Moses till your culture grows. But faith isn't binding as an entitlement over mankind. Enlightenment just means you find it right in your own damn mind. Self-growing can't be framed. Tiptoeing around shame and throwing around blame. Quit blowing your own flame. Dividing existence into a black and white chess game with bishops hating on queens and porn. Well, that's lame. Empty attempts at empathy fall back to self-redemption. Blame acts attendance in your temple claims a tax exemption. From blessed events to the pestilence of your testaments, you put life investment in those who spend their life investments. And your best defense is this reliance on depth defiance, a quest for disreblying, questioning from Western science. You can't test unfalsifiable alliance to higher will, no fun. You're just a mannerless Zion isn't viable. We shouldn't have to describe all plot holes in the Bible or ask why Almighty God steered himself clear of all those tribal. Any divine line transcribed by a Babel is just libel. Don't subscribe to every tight word that goes gliding by your Bible. All that moral fiber in your diet has you talking shit. The kind of oral hygiene that makes Stephen Hawking spit. Believe it's evil Lucifer, even Judas, not evolution. Who needs the proof? Deceiving fools is your naive solution. There's a reason Jesus is called a shepherd by people, cause only sheep keep following the same old steps of the steeple. Esoteric guilt's a pandemic of hysterical terror. Evangelical academics are a clerical error. Halos, hallelujahs, halalalala, the holica. Colored yarmulkes, gobble, gullible dollars for Hanukkah. Catholicism, policies, college scholars, and Scientologists swallow hollow, hollow, sold Hollywood, holy followers. You say it's your way, you're the highway. I say why, pray 5 times daily, lying sideways. Jews cleanse their sinning by spinning around some chickens. And this is any less freaking ridiculous than the Wiccans. Lutheran Christians on stupid missions and voodoo superstitions. More confusing isms to muse over than confusion. All these hijabs, niqabs, mantras, and yantras. Homogeneity, but your laity and deity say hey, no more gaiety. Hate the sparkle, you patriarchal fellas who shunned and banned. Phallus dominance funds a brand new palace, 100 grand. Fallacies of faith inside jealous malice, you understand. Christ says eat me, drink me, what is this? Alice in Wonderland. I'm at a tea party with Russell's tea pot of urban legends. Berettas, Zucatas, Koofies, Kippers, and Turban religion. Senseless sins, Incans, hack and slice. He's virginal sacrifice, aboriginal practice, rights at indigenous track. Inside, so forgive me with Hail Marys if I seem quite contrary to white and dairy and hairy God, but I'm contritely wary of fairies at the bottom of Eden's garden is necessary. You'll see why when I bury your E-meter in the cemetery. From worship to worship, divinity to division, it's dogma, eat dogma, it the shows the Trinity is gone fishing. And once Cthulhu's ascended, that splendid dude you befriended can truly genuflect in reverence of my newly appendage.
Definitely, more hair was raised under a proposal to outlaw Western free speech, with effects of making one group laugh about another group's craziness and vice versa, or in short, satire. What? Outlaw satire? From a world court? And instead introduce into the world court a new law of Islamic free yelling? I reported a condensed report in the last news flash, but an update is needed. After all, of the Islamic countries around the world, including the expatriate Muslims living in infidel countries with loose women, alcohol and shaved faces, have incessantly protested, we can learn at least 2 things. One, the digital technologies, including the internet, are still far too slow. Yeah, it took a whole week before people in remote Islamic countries got the tweets, videos and cartoon pictures. Apple, Google, you failed! Second, the fanatics now call for a pause before another anti-Islamic insult gets launched. They just wish for a break of a week at least, because it's very damaging to one's ears to shout every day, also causing sore throats. There are no chairs to sit on to rest a little, and generally it's all very exhaustive. And more than 2 years of all sorts of protest for or against more hair or less hair or no hair at all as government Well, it is quite understandable.
Whether you want to straighten curly hair, curl straight hair, or add salon style.
But the so-called clash of civilizations does not quite happen as in the same named hairy neocon script. Afghanistan does come back to haunt us uncomfortably in our Australian deck chair existence. Now, books from former soldiers are on sale. Strategists and sycophants from all quarters are on panels, radio and TV, voicing their valuable comments. How we shouldn't have done it. Australia's governments of the past 11 years have incessantly told the public why we have to pound large rubble into smaller rubble in a faraway country where people already know the art of pounding rocks together since a million years BC. But the public still doesn't connect the daily threat from Islamic terrorism in our streets with Afghanistan's rubble. Ah, how dumb. Ah, well. Well, that's rubble, rocks and sand, and not hair. The hair only seems to come into sight when we ask which bank wants Afghanistan's hair to be raised and whose hair will be cut. Well, finally, I had my hair in this story, hey.
Your Royal Highnesses, distinguished members of the Norwegian Nobel Committee, citizens of America, and citizens of the world. Our actions matter. I am the Commander-in-Chief. War is peace. Total war is peace. World war is liberty. The prospect of war is peace. Chaos is peace. We must begin by acknowledging just war does exist.
From Northeast Asia, we hear that Taiwanese, Chinese and Japanese specialists in hair raising made it into the world media with some claims to some oil-rich seabeds around and under the disputed differently named islands in the so-called China Sea, which is an unfortunate name, actually giving the impression all therein belongs to China. Yet two other nations have a different view, or let's say propaganda. But they are more likely prepared to come to a smoothing of hair when the crunch really comes. With China, no one knows. It's really Donald Rumsfeld analysis stuff kind. It's Asian fear-mongering karaoke time. Dial an old tune and sing. And banks are more than happy to raise extra hair if required. When our media covered Prime Minister Gillard's UN Security Council visit begging for a non-permanent seat on it, we were called a middle power. Hey, hang on, what's a middle power? Well, it euphemistically means no relevant entity of any power except very effective whinging. Let's see, a comparable nation of 22 million people living on a small continent-sized territory actually has no power except begging to be good friends with someone who does have a permanent seat on the Security Council. Anyway, it just reminds us all that the Prime Minister does everything in her impotent realm of possibilities to avoid hair-raising things in our geographical neighborhood. Yes, we barely can manage Papua New Guinea's hair, the Pacific Islander's hair, but only if another middle power called New Zealand helps us. To handle any hair in, let's say, Indonesia or even bigger nations in Asia or the rest of the world is rather out of reach. So, to smooth hair in the UN Security Council, with a temporary seat even, seems a good reason to travel out of this country for a week. I don't blame her.
She's an extraordinarily able person. I never met anybody I thought was a better public servant.
Staying with Australia, we learn of the simultaneous initiatives for a multi-billion dollar national mental disability insurance proposal in order to combat the growing health budget, while at the same time our border protection policy in regard to refugees builds at hyperspeed new Guantanamos on the islands of Nauru, Manus Island and other godforsaken places to produce more mentally disabled people with their indefinite detention policy. Invented by War Prime Minister John Howard. Where does the hair come in here, you may ask? Well, first, John Howard is not the only one nearing total baldness. And secondly, he still has his hairy eyebrows, a proven weapon to scare the bejesus out of the ordinary Australian that they might lose their own hair if not being obedient. But back to border protection. What does that actually mean? Where is the border? Is it the mainland of the continent, say, including the surrounding hairy islands? Is it somewhere in the ocean with a flag and floating border facilities? But most of all, against whom and or what are we supposed to protect it? The only hair-raising happens when it's used as a political football in times of seeming powerlessness in office. So I shall put it where it belongs, into an Australian electoral xenophobia box of convenience. Very little extra hair to push refugee boats out to sea again. Another story from Australia per PEXP. With the recent state elections, Conservative governments taking power, the age-old policies are proposed again, like Mitt Romney's and the British Tories' policies such as cutting the hair of teachers, cutting nurses' hair, cutting doctors' hair, cutting firemen's hair and so on, until there is no middle-class hair left. You know the mantra. And here in Australia, it shows disastrous effects, especially in Queensland, that's north of the border from where I sit, with Premier Campbell Newman. Now, to figure the guy in your mind's eye, you can imagine a crossbreed of a bald-headed 10-year-old boy with a slimy second-hand car dealer. Anyway, the main fault lies in the fact of the missing brain in the skulls of these people, and no hair in case of Campbell. But let me introduce satirists John Clark and Brian Dore to illustrate the matter in more depth.
Campbell Newman, thanks for joining us tonight.
It's good to be with you, Brian, and good evening.
You're in a bit of trouble at the moment.
Well, these things will pass, Brian, but yeah, it's pretty tough at the moment, I have to say.
Tell us what happened.
Well, I sent away for a product, Brian. Not a cheap product, I might say. This is costing us a hell of a lot of money.
And what's the problem with the product?
Well, it doesn't work, Brian. It is non-functional. It's not the product I ordered.
OK, so when did you order it?
In about March, a few months ago.
Yeah, and it arrived all right?
It arrived like a shot out of a gun, Brian. There's no issue with delivery. Delivery was very quick.
So you checked everything that was in the box? It was all there?
Everything that was supposed to be in the box was in the box. We put it together and it doesn't bloody well work, Brian. It won't work.
OK, Campbell, what is the product and who's the supplier here?
Well, it's a state premiership,
well,
Brian.
Well, there are a number of state premierships.
There are. The product code on the one I've got is QLD.
Right, QLD.
They make a few of them. I've got a mate in Victoria who's got the VIC model. He reckons that doesn't work either.
No, that's what we're hearing. And where did you actually get this from?
I got it in a public auction.
Oh, well, you won't be covered. You know, that's the problem.
I'm totally covered, Brian. I have never been this covered.
No,
I don't want any more coverage, Campbell. That's part of the
problem. Campbell, you won't be covered by the warranty is what I'm saying here. Okay.
Oh, I see.
Now, you say it doesn't work. What actually is wrong with it?
Well, on the box, it looks like it's sitting on quite a broad base and it doesn't fall over all the time.
Well, hasn't yours got a base?
A very narrow base, Brian, and it moves.
The base moves?
The base moves. We can't use it. It's lying down in the shed at the moment.
Okay, hang on. I found the model QLD. I'll run a few tests
QLD.
Here. Have you cancelled the Premier's Literary Award?
Yeah, done that.
Have you got the tourism valve fully opened?
Fully open, Brian, but there's no flow.
Yeah.
It doesn't work properly. There are actually three valves there and none of them work.
Yeah, no, I can see that. Down at the bottom, I can see it. Yeah. None of them work. What are they, these valves?
Tourism, farming and property. None of them work properly, Brian.
But I'm looking here. There are four valves in this picture. Is there a mining valve as well?
There is a mining valve, but it's mounted round the wrong way and it doesn't work either.
What do you mean it's mounted the wrong way?
It's mounted round the wrong way. It's supposed to flow one way, Brian, and it flows continuously, bloody day and night, in the other direction.
Oh, well, that sounds
like... It doesn't work.
That sounds like a valve problem. Have you called the maker of the valve?
I have, yeah. Clive, his name is. Yeah. He tells me that the valve is mounted correctly, and if I didn't know how to use the thing, why did I get hold of it in the bloody first place?
Well, he doesn't sound all that helpful.
He's very unhelpful, Clive, and unfortunately I can't get rid of Clive.
And why not?
Clive's not a public servant. He's an independent and self-employed valve technician, he tells me.
Well, what did this Clive actually say?
He says, your call is important to us, you silly little clown. What do you want this time?
Have you tried rebooting it?
I've tried everything, Brian. Nothing works. I'm stuck with it, but it won't work.
Do you want to answer that?
No, that'll just be Clive. I'm not talking to him again. I am so sick of him, I cannot tell you. Why did I want this thing?
And from the sports news desk, we learned that sports news are actually not news. They are entertainment, where aspiring young Australians can learn from their role models about drug-taking, piss-ups in casinos, after-match raping of women, and next-day media apology routines. Sports reports should be on Big Brother, X Factor, or TMZ Entertainment. And finally, to the weather. Hang on, I know someone with a much better idea for this segment than I ever could produce.
This summer in the Arctic, they say, shows we simply can't afford to wait.
Pippa's standing by with the full forecast. Pippa, looks like that nice warm weather isn't quite ready to leave.
I don't know why you would imagine that it would. We've broken thousands of temperature records across the country and the planet this year. In fact, we're heading into the 329th consecutive month with a global temperature above the 20th century average.
Definitely time to light up that barbecue.
Yes, the barbecue.
Pip, I think the folks at home are probably about ready for that 7-day forecast.
Okay, sure. Let's start up north. Way up north. This week, satellites measured the smallest area of Arctic sea ice coverage in recorded history. That's 4 million square kilometers of ice missing since the 1980s. Where did it go? That's bigger than India. And it's happening so quickly, some researchers are now forecasting a summer with no ice in the Arctic Ocean within 10 years. So instead of a bright white sheet reflecting sunlight back into space, that means dark water sucking up even more heat, making it melt faster and faster. Most scientists prefer the friendlier term of feedback loop, but I'm more inclined to call it what it is, an inescapable death spiral.
I think there's a feedback loop in my earpiece, because I believe I just heard myself ask you for the weather report.
This is the weather report. This is what's happening. Scientists are telling us we can put 565 more gigatons of carbon into the atmosphere before global temperatures rise by 2 degrees, which is universally accepted as the threshold of total mayhem. Except if you add up the proven reserves of fossil fuels controlled by the world's energy companies, the oil and gas and coal we currently plan to burn, that amount is 5 times the safe limit. So if you think it's bad now, you just wait and see what hell we're going to unleash once we start drilling under the Arctic and digging up the tar sands so you can drive 3 blocks to get an ice cap. You think all of this extreme weather is a coincidence? You want the weather report? This is a reality report!
I hope you had some fun with my recast. The sources are news media clips, Clark and Dore, Weather Girl Goes Rogue on YouTube available. That is very funny. Check that out, guys. Derep Ambassador, DJ Silence, Nib Oswald and Vishnu contributed to the musical sounds. You may ask, how do I survive this political spectre of amoralities without becoming a mad dog? Well, I am a mad dog. Look, here's an example. Last time I went to my small town, I met 3 nuts. But harmless nuts, since they don't know about the workings of the finance juggernaut driving this world rapidly towards mayhem, still trying to repair a second-hand new age in their lives. No harm done. So I called myself fortunate. Later on the way home, I noticed that animals are catching up with us. Say, let's look at the crows. They are so clever and keen to improve all the time since 165 million years. Soon, they will be using iPhones and use Google to learn even faster than ever before. Or maybe I got this wrong. It could be mankind becoming dumber. But whatever reason, I'm glad to still have the small town survival experience here. This was Kaput Radio with the News Flashy segment produced for NIM FM. And everyone else. That's nimfm.org. It's also available as podcast on radioforall.net under Kaput X Radio Programs, streamed and broadcast on nimfm.org as part of the regular Kaput Radio Show every Thursday, 12 o'clock midday, local Sydney time. Now that you had all the relevant infos, I can say goodbye. I'm Martin. Thanks for listening. Have a good time.
This is a For Real FM exclusive. And with me in the studio,
Kaput Radio.